You're listening to the Monica Cade Podcast, a conscious approach to all things health and lifestyle, empowering you to be your best self in each moment. Because the truth is, that's all we ever have. From conscious lifestyle tips that'll help you make better choices in all areas of your life, through to interviews with game-changing entrepreneurs, creative minds, and thought leaders. These conversations move me. They're changing the world, and I hope they impact yours. So, without further ado, let's dive into this week's conversation.
Hello and welcome to episode 104 of the Monica Cade Podcast. My guest today is Sienna Rucroft. She's a six-year-old entrepreneur who's recently launched her first business, No Litter Glitter. When her mum, Sarah Nally, asked her what problem she wanted to solve in the world, Sienna said, "Stop war and help the refugees." Sienna felt glitter was one way she could add a little sparkle to their lives. But after some research, they found out that glitter wasn't actually environmentally friendly. So the pair went out to find glitter that wouldn't harm the environment. And that's the story I'll let Sienna tell you more about. So let's welcome this little sparkle queen to the show. Hello, Sienna. How are you today?
Hello.
Have you had a good day?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I would love to know, why did you want to stop the war and help the refugees with your glitter?
Because refugees have no money and some of the kids have no mum, no dad, or some of them don't have either. And they mostly have no shelter. So I heard from my mum that glitter isn't good for the environment. So I decided to make some No Litter Glitter, and the money is going to refugees.
That's amazing. And so when you found out that the refugees didn't have homes and you know, some of them didn't have family and things like that, how did it make you feel?
Sad.
Sad, yeah. And did you feel like glitter was something that made you happy and that maybe it could make other people happy too?
Yeah, because I like glitter.
What's your favourite colour glitter?
Rainbow.
Rainbow. Rainbow is good. It's a mix of everything, isn't it? So tell me, how did you come up with your business name?
I know that hurting the environment and throwing rubbish around is called litter, and mine is No Litter Glitter. Because you don't want to hurt the environment, and I called it No Litter Glitter because you don't want to litter, and it is glitter, so No Litter Glitter. That's what I called it.
It's a fantastic name. It's very, very cool, and it's really nice that you're also looking out for the environment. Do you really care about the environment?
Yes.
Yes. And then I also heard that you designed the logo for your business.
Yes, it's a mermaid.
It's a mermaid. And how did you decide that you wanted a mermaid to stand for your business?
Because if you're going to litter, the stuff goes into the sea and fish and sea creatures can die. And I decided the mermaid because that's from the sea.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And did you draw it yourself?
Uh-huh.
You did?
I had no help.
You had no help. You did it all by yourself. That's very impressive, uh-huh. You know that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So can you tell me what it's like having your own business? What does that feel like?
It's cool and fun.
Yeah.
And it's fun because you get to pick the colours of the glitter and you get to pick what is it all about.
Yeah, that is very cool. That is a part of the fun process when you're starting a business. Have you told your friends at school that you've started a business?
Yes, and I've got one of my friends here right now.
Oh, does she like No Litter Glitter as well?
Yes.
That's awesome. And go ahead.
She's in my class and we're both in grade one.
That's pretty impressive that you've got a business in grade one. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
So do any of your other friends at school have businesses at your age?
Well, Tilly is starting one and we're thinking of No Litter Glitter Biodegradable Balloons.
Oh, wow. That sounds
so cool. It's basically my no letter glitter in biodegradable balloons.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. A very cool idea. I like it. And so what was it like to receive your first order of no litter glitter?
Really exciting because my mum came to school and she came to pick me up. She was wearing some of it under her eyes and I was like, like screaming, no witta witta, no witta witta, no witta witta.
That's exciting. And did you get lots of different colours, or what colours does the glitter come in?
I have four colours.
Mm-hmm.
One's light pink, one's silver, one's dark purple, and one's turquoise.
Amazing. And can you tell me what's the most exciting thing about having a business at 6 years old?
That you can have fun with it, and also because I chose glitter, I get to pick the glitter colours, and also it was fun to sort of find a puzzle with the glitter colours because the factory in China said find colours that you want that have a B letter because that stands for biodegradable.
Wow. So you had to do some research, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how long did that take you?
Not that long.
And that's pretty exciting that you then found a factory in China that made it, and it's almost completely biodegradable, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's 100% biodegradable. 100%.
Fantastic.
Nearly.
Nearly. No. 97.7, I think. Yeah. Yeah, which is very exciting. What would you like the world to know about your no litter glitter? If you could tell them all one thing, what would you like to tell them?
That it's good for the environment to not litter.
Mm-hmm.
Because litter is bad for the environment and you don't want to be a bad person.
Beautiful. All right, well, Sienna, I'm going to ask your mum some questions now. Is that okay?
Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners?
No.
No? Well, thank you for answering the questions. You did such a great job.
You can go.
She goes, yay, now we can go play with
Love it. So I guess for our listeners, we've got Sarah here now, which is Sienna's mum, and I wanted to ask you, what's it like seeing Sienna start a business of her own and want to make an impact in the world like she is?
Oh, it's so inspiring. You know, obviously I've been playing around with businesses. I didn't fully expect her to want to follow in those shoes. In fact, when I asked her recently, you know, people say don't ask your kids what they want to be when they grow up, but I said to her, when you're an adult, what's something you'd like to do? And she was like, I'd like to be a mum. I was like, adorable. You know? But actually seeing her play around with this, but also like listening to her articulate when she said, like, I've got four colours, you know, and she listed them off, I was like, who is this child? It's amazing seeing her light up and be so passionate about something, and seeing her talk to her little friends about it. And she grabbed my phone the other night because she wanted to make a thank you video to all the people who'd been buying the glitter. And it's been really amazing seeing her kind of step into her confidence. And really own it, you know, she's totally owning it. It's really cool.
Yeah. Even like some of her responses to the questions, like she really got in there and like spoke her truth and answered very confidently. Yeah. She's running the show.
She really is. And it's funny because every step of the way, you know, that's been it. She's just been like, I want to do this. This is how I want to do it. I'm picking the colors. I'm the glitter sparkle queen. Like she's a pretty cool boss.
Do you feel like it's her seeing you explore and kind of do things differently as a parent that's inspired her down this path?
Oh, I definitely think there's a little bit of monkey see, monkey do. You know, yeah. Kids are inspired by what they see, and I'm not afraid for her to, you know, live an impossible life. Like whatever whatever she feels she's capable of, I believe she's capable of it. So I definitely think that my belief in her and my, you know, encouragement of her ideas has been, you know, a powerful space to hold. But, you know, at the same time, it's her unique experience and vision, which is pretty cool to see brought to life. Oh, she's back.
Hello, I'm back.
You're back. Back for round two.
And she's gone again. And she's gone again.
Oh, okay.
She is six after all. So yeah. there's ducking in and out. Lots of.
What would you say to parents that might be listening that have kids? What would you say to them if maybe they'd like to encourage their children to start exploring business ideas? Like, are there certain steps you feel that you would suggest they would take, or what's your process around it?
Oh, the coolest thing is Sienna's actually mapped the process out. She's created a poster. It's called the No Litter Glitter Mindset. And she's been saying to people, you know, ask your kids what problem in the world do they want to solve, and then think of ideas and experiment and play and see how you can make it real. And honestly, that is what I would have told parents to do anyway. So I was pretty blown away when she created this poster. But it really is, those simple questions that we don't ask our children, you know, and it is that simple switch from what do you want to be when you grow up to what problems do you want to solve and what are you interested in now?
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you're, you know, seeing, how are you experiencing the world, and what changes do you want to make? I don't know. It's just an ongoing kind of conversation.
Yeah, totally. I'm blown away by the just scrolling through social media or, you know, reading different articles and seeing these young kids in the world now that are making such an impact because they're responding to their environment. They're passionate about something that they're seeing, whether it's something that, you know, they want to fix in the world or just something that they want to bring to life. And I think it's because when I was preparing for the interview, I was like, man, it's such an exciting time to be grow up and be a kid. And not to say that it wasn't, you know, when I was either, but I think it's a different kind of world, and I think they have these incredible opportunities and to connect with so many more people just purely because we are such a connected world now.
Oh, 100%. And I think probably the most powerful learning for me out of all of this is I've been obsessed with business for a very long time. Mm. But Sienna sort of showed me that, you know, business isn't just business. Business is a tool that can change the world. Like, you can create an impact, and that's been the thing that's really lit me up is, you know, I know there are lots of business out there that are for purpose.
Mm.
And I know there's a lot of not-for-profits, but she's the one who was like, no, we can actually do it all. Like, let's do like, you know, a biodegradable or a glitter that's good for the environment that also gives back to community. And that's really expanded my heart, like, beyond. Amazing.
It is very inspiring. Yeah. And I congratulate you as well for being such an awesome mum.
Oh, that's really sweet.
For our listeners as well, Sarah's been on the podcast a couple of times before, and she's very entrepreneurial and has many different incredible businesses that she runs. So I can see where Sienna gets it from. Very inspiring. And it's also very inspiring watching her journey as well. And I'm going to very much look forward to seeing where this goes, especially this new little balloon edition, whether it comes to fruition or not. I thought, you know, just hearing something like that, it just expands your mind. I was like, oh, wow, this business could really, like,
we could have the whole party supplies.
I know.
And the cool thing, obviously, her little best friend Tilly is here right now, and Tilly said to her mum the other day, you know, what Sienna's doing with her business, I want to do something too, mum. And so they're at home right now trying to figure out a little project of their own. And, you know, within the family environment, I think that's a really powerful and beautiful thing to do. Like, the time that Sienna and I have spent on this project together over the last, you know, it's been about 6 or 7 months now, has been so cool. You know, it's captured both of our imagination. It's really fun. It's sparkly. You know, well, the thing is, like, it's not, you know, it's not boring. Like, you can, I think, make an impact doing something that's still a bit frivolous and fun.
Yeah, you know what I like about it as well? I feel like, and maybe it's an adult thing because we understand business in, you know, its bigger context as well, but I feel like Sienna's mindset still has this, reminds you business is fun. It's supposed to be fun. And I think as adults, I know I have, I forget that sometimes, you know, and it becomes serious. And just hearing her be so passionate and excited about it, it just reminds me to connect to my own, and I'm sure the listeners too, to their own love for business.
Oh, I know, me too. And, you know, I love playing, and she's just such a, both of them, Sienna and Stella, they're both such great reminders to me, you know, the power of play and the power of actually reconnecting with your imagination. So fun.
Yeah, amazing. All right, Sarah, well, thanks so much for chatting with me.
Thank you, Sienna's first podcast. You know, I would say she completely dressed up for this. And she was because she didn't know what a podcast was. She thought it was going to be a video interview. So she was wearing a sparkly dress. She had the glitter on her face, and she was rocking the look. So,
That's beautiful. You should send me a photo, and then I will include that on the show notes so everyone can see Sienna's beautiful outfit.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much, Monica, and thank you for asking such beautiful questions. My fun. Absolutely lovely. Okay, sweet.
All right. Thank you.